Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Wanting great leadership or wanting to be a better leader does not make wants and hopes come to fruition. But when we do something about it, that want can happen. Great leadership, whether you lead a team or not, because you can be your own leaders, right? Means that we can't wish to be a great leader. You must learn, develop, and continue on your professional development journey because it is just that. It takes time and it's never ending. Yes, it's never ending because we always need to continually develop our leadership skills. The story starts with me and my experiences, and this is why I do what I do. I have had horrible leaders. Let's be honest, when it is as bad as it had with me sitting in my car in the parking lot, trying to encourage myself to go in the office just one more day, then is it really a great company culture being led by great leaders? No, it was a poor company culture, and it was led by those who maybe they didn't understand what leadership meant. Perhaps they weren't trained, or a couple of them may have been thrown into the leadership just based on the family. So they may not have a clue what they actually are doing when it comes to leadership. So for me, it became important that training and professional development mattered for myself when I was becoming a leader or because I aspired to be one. And that's what I can encourage now with people who wish to lead, or maybe you don't want to lead people, but maybe you want to lead a project. So throughout those early career days for me, I did leave that company due to poor leadership and poor culture. It was those people who would demand things or wouldn't listen to new ideas and be open. The managers or the leadership team would yell at each other in the middle of the office when we're on the phones. And they would just cause everyone to be actually bashing and dissing the company every day on break. And this is before social media, so it was more gossip. It was so bad that I did leave, like I said, without having another job. But lucky for me, I did find a new job quickly and a place I stayed for a long time with much better leaders. I was fortunate enough during my career to be picked as someone who would be a leadership trainer after completing some necessary training myself. The company knew that in order to have better leaders or good leaders or even better culture, they needed to do some training, not just for new leaders, but for everybody. They were out just basically to ensure that we, the trainers, had the tools and knowledge to be able to train all the leaders in our company. And when I say all of them, I mean everybody from team lead, supervisor, manager, and absolutely yes up, everybody. And I love that we learned so many new ways and creative things that, you know, we truly valued, and that made the learning a little bit more fun. And It really does show the value of great leaders. And I'm able to share that, plus many other things I have learned along the way. And when this training was done in my company, it was really bridging a culture for which I was really aligned. And I continue to develop myself all the time on the leadership journey. I think it's really important, even with my own company, with my sister, that we have those leadership skills. I continue to develop individuals or business owners or even people who lead people or people who want to lead people in the future who want to be those leaders who listen, collaborate, and communicate really well within their organization to create those cultures where people stay and they don't leave like I did just because they couldn't handle it anymore, and where we can use everybody's diverse ideas to come up with solutions that build our companies and, yes, increase profit. So why did I tell you all of this? Well, I am sure, like myself, you have been there, whether or not it was as bad as I had it, or perhaps it was worse, who knows? But wishing that the manager would actually lead and build a culture where that backstabbing, that dissing, that gossip wasn't the main concern, but that building a company and a culture where you and others felt welcome, heard, and valued was what was needed. Because of this, I obviously became a leadership and small business coach, but I also have created our Rise to Leadership program now with all of this in mind. We need to take the past that we've had, such as my past and the poor leaders that I did have, especially in my early career, and learn from that. I learned what I did not want to see in leaders and what I truly value in them. Many of my career clients, well, they when I ask them why they're leaving their company or why they want to move out of where they are, they say the majority of them is that they have a bad boss, that no one cares, or that they dread going to work because the culture is bad. All of those things can start with leadership. So let's make this better for everybody. If you or someone you know would love to be a leader or is a struggling leader because maybe you weren't provided training in-house, maybe that funding wasn't there at the time, or maybe you were just thrown into it as a family member, or perhaps you know a leader who knows that development, professional growth, and reminders about how to lead are key, then why not join our Rise to Leadership event or program? You can find a lot of that information on our website. So there you go. Now you understand and know why I created my Rise to Leadership program and the Amplifying Leadership division as well. And why I have a lot of passion around growing leaders to be the best that they can be with collaboration, diversity, and building great cultures. Don't we all want to go to work a little bit happier every day and not struggle to get out of the car in the parking lot? That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know has created a goal and needs help, or you're a new leader or struggling leader, we can help. See our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership event and programs. You can find out more about this and all of the other leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Remember, leadership matters.